The Forgotten Life of Arthur Pettinger, written by Suzanne Fortin and read by Anne McCaffrey. He knew his name was Arthur Pettinger, and he was 96 years old. He also knew he was in his bedroom because on the door was a picture of himself with his name written underneath. Tomorrow he might not know any of this. Yesterday he was 20 years old and loading bales of hay onto the back of his father's tractor.
"Gramps, what are you doing?"
came the impatient voice of a young woman. Heather? Hazel? Helen? He wasn't sure. He thought it began with an H. Here she came, stomping up the stairs. He didn't like her much when she was like this. She was a proper moaning mini. He would tell her and she would get cross or ignore him. Sometimes he didn't know if he was saying the words out loud or in his head. Sometimes he couldn't find the words, but he could feel them. He could feel the dislike, but didn't know how to say it. The words were lost somewhere between feeling and thought.
"Gramps, you've got your slippers on the wrong feet."
Moaning Minnie was in his room now with her little dog bringing up the rear. Gramps liked the animal. It would come and sit next to him and allow him to stroke it. Gramps liked the feel of the soft black coat. It was like stroking a silk scarf and it made Gramps feel relaxed. The owner was standing in front of him scowling and her hands were on her hips.
"Oh, sit down," she said with a big huff.
Sit down, Arthur thought about the words. He recognized the words, but he couldn't remember what they meant. He thought hard. Sit down. He looked around his room and then back at Moaning Minnie.
"For God's sake,"
she grumbled before taking his arm and guiding him to the bed. "Sit here." Arthur finally understood the words. It was like they were far off in the distance, words he could only just hear. But he wasn't quite sure of their meaning, and frustratingly, he knew he should understand them. It was just taking a while to penetrate this fog in his brain. There were pathways the words needed to travel, but not all the pathways were open anymore, or they were partially blocked and the words couldn't always get through, or they would get lost in their pursuit of meaning and context. This time, the words found their way through the labyrinth of his mind, and Arthur sat down.
"At least I won't have to do this for much longer,"
muttered Helen, or was it Hazel? Unceremoniously, she pulled off his slippers. Arthur looked down as she put his slippers back on. Why was she taking them off and putting them on again?